There's another Democrat from Massachusetts in the race for president. Joining Senator Elizabeth Warren, former Governor Deval Patrick officially announced his candidacy this morning in a campaign video.
With a determination to build a better, more sustainable, more inclusive American dream for the next generation, I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Joining us now to talk about Patrick's late entry into the 2020 race is Democratic political strategist Adrian Elrod, who worked for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign and is president of Elrod Strategies based in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Adrian. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start this way, Adrian, about the practical challenges that Deval Patrick faces as he opens this campaign. With so many candidates already in the Democratic field, is there a way for a newcomer like him to separate himself from the pack?
Well, you know, it's going to be a challenge. A couple of things. Number one, Bob, you know, he's got to get staff. And a lot of the top talent in the Democratic field right now are scooped up by other campaigns. So that's going to be the first challenge for him. And when I mean staff who have experience in some of the early states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, people who know how to run a strong field organization in those states. Secondly, he's got to raise money. That's another challenge, too. I'm assuming that he has probably been working on lining up some donors as he's been deciding whether or not to run. So maybe he'll have a chance to get some money in the door pretty quickly, but that's still going to be a challenge. And then to the point that you just mentioned, the third challenge is just getting in the race at this point. I think a lot of primary voters are going to be saying, why didn't he get in earlier if he wants to run for president? Why now? So I think those are three challenges that he faces. But look, it's happened before. You know, Wesley Clark, former NATO Supreme Commander, got into the race in, I believe it was October of 2003. He ended up having somewhat success. In some of the early states, he flamed out, ran out of money after that. So I think that's going to be a challenge of Mr. Patrick's. But look, you know, stranger things have happened. We've got a crowded primary, but, you know, this is the time that if you're going to get in, you've got to get in now because you've got to qualify for some of the key ballots in key states before those deadlines pass to be able to qualify. So this is really kind of the last, I think, week to week and a half that candidates can really still get in the race and qualify for the ballot.
Right. And to that point, Deval Patrick will be in New Hampshire today, just ahead of the filing deadline tomorrow to get on the New Hampshire First in the Nation presidential primary ballot. Let me ask a question about money. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who is also thinking about mounting a late campaign, has the financial ability to finance much of his race all by himself as a billionaire. How does someone like Deval Patrick raise money quickly?
Well, that's going to be the challenge. You know, you have to hope that he's got a donor apparatus lined up where he can go to a number of people for both max out checks, as we call it in politics, which is at this point $2,700 per cycle. And also, if he can go to a smaller group of donors to get grassroots small-dollar donations, that's going to be a big challenge. And, you know, Bob, you've also got to keep in mind that to qualify for the DNC debates, you've got to reach this next debate. The donor threshold is 165,000 unique donors from 20 states. I doubt that Mr. Patrick or Mr. Bloomberg, for that matter, are going to qualify for that debate based on this. So, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't quite see what the path is for Mr. Patrick. I just think he's up against so many challenges. But, you know, he's got good name ID. I would have to think that he's thought this through and he knows that he's got a plan in place that can overcome some of these challenges that any candidate would face getting in at this last minute.
On that note, I want to play a soundbite from Governor Patrick's announcement video this morning in which he talks about part of his life's resume. Let's hear it.
I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I lived there with my grandparents, my mother and sister, in our grandparents' two-bedroom tenement, some of that time on welfare. I went to big, broken, overcrowded public schools. And still, my grandmother used to tell us we were not poor, just broke.
It seems to me, Adrian Elrod, that what Governor Patrick is doing this morning as he launches his candidacy is trying to invoke the memory, the fresh memory for a lot of Democratic primary voters of another Chicago native, former President Barack Obama.
Yeah, it would seem that way, right? It would seem that way. You know, Vice President Biden has been relying heavily on his relationship with President Obama and his connections that he developed over the years, not only before he became vice president, but, of course, as vice president, especially among African Americans. It seems to me that maybe Governor Patrick is going after that, perhaps some of those same constituents. But, you know, again, I just don't, you know, I don't see a significant path for him. I think it's going to be very limited. Even if with this aspirational video, this, you know, this attempt to invoke President Obama into his race and inspire the same feelings, perhaps, that people felt about President Obama. And, you know, the other thing to keep in mind, Elizabeth Warren is the other, you know, Senator Warren is from Massachusetts. So it does, it's not even like he can go into this race and guarantee to win Massachusetts or to win the majority of voters from Massachusetts. It's just going to be a real big challenge for him.
Adrian, if you were advising Deval Patrick right now, what would you say to him to make him a more attractive candidate as a last-minute entry?
You know, here's what I would say. I would say forget the first four states. Sure, you know, get on the ballot there. You know, build a small team if you can afford to, but really focus on those Super Tuesday states. You know, Bob, you've got to keep in mind that by the time Super Tuesday is over, 40% of the delegates in the Democratic primary will be awarded. Texas, California being huge delegate behemoths. Knowing that, of course, I would assume that Governor Patrick will have a very limited stream of income coming in to place advertisements, to place media in some of those key markets in those early in the Super Tuesday states. Unlike Michael Bloomberg, of course, he's going to have, as you pointed out earlier, unlimited resources. But look, Governor Patrick can go to those states. He can have conversations. He can, you know, utilize what I assume are his somewhat robust connections in some of those Super Tuesday states. I would make a play for delegates in those states because, to me, that is about the only way that he can come in here and make up some ground.
Democratic political strategist Adrian Elrod, president of Elrod Strategies, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Bob.